Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Next week is Valentine's week, is that right? Boy, I know what I'm going to preach on tonight. I know exactly what I'm going to preach on. I'm telling what y'all are looking, but anyhow, I love being married. I'll be married 53 years this year, and I love it. I sure do. I don't know what I'd do without my wife, and she don't know what she would do without me. And so we decided we're going to ride this thing out together, and we're waiting on the trump of God to sound. Amen. And but I do enjoy being married. This couple will celebrate their 50th anniversary in the fellowship building at church. And boy, the wife was smiling. Everybody was having a good time. And they looked over to her husband, and he was crying. Somebody asked him, said, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying? And he replied, the husband replied by saying, 50 years ago, her daddy, talking about his wife, held a gun to my head and said, if you don't marry her, we're going to put you in jail for 50 years. And he said, if I'd have listened to him tomorrow, I'd be free. I thought that was quite funny. During a funeral service, I'm going to put the church name on here so I won't tell he's here again. During a funeral service, the pallbearers accidentally bumped the wall, taking the coffin out. And as they was going out and bumped the wall, they heard a moan, a cry from within the coffin. Brother Josh opened the coffin up, and lo and behold, the woman was still alive and lived 10 more years. 10 years later, she died. And they was having the funeral, taking the coffin out, husband following the coffin out. And when he got back close to the door where the wall was closed, he said, watch that wall! But anyhow, so much for that crazy stuff. Exodus chapter 21, I want you to look with me tonight. And Exodus 21, man, I am so excited about what's going on at Amazing Grace. And I don't get to come much, but I do enjoy what's going on here. And I said it to somebody the other day, and I really mean what I'm getting ready to say. Almost 40 years of pastoring. And during those 40 years, I don't know how many buildings I had the opportunity to oversee and be a part of and help build. I know in 1997, I built my life's auditorium at Turner's Creek. And that was an adventure. That was a job. Of course, we built the retirement home there, the gym there, and all those buildings, and so on and so forth, and finished up the gym and all where I was at before I went into evangelism again. So I've had the opportunity to be around church building a good bit. I had the opportunity overseeing a good bit of it the years I pastored. But you know what? And I mean what I'm getting ready to say. I don't think I've ever was excited as much then as I am now for my pastor and my son. I'm excited for him. I mean that with all my heart. I'm excited about the church, excited what the Lord's doing here. And my wife don't always get to go with me. She goes with me most of the time, 99% of the time. And I'll ask her, I say, how was it? She said, men won't know where anybody said. Church was full Sunday. And that is so good. And I'm excited for you and him and myself, because I'm a member here, about what's going on here, this new building. And I went over and looked a while ago. It's the first time I've been in it lately. It looks twice as big. And man, I thought it'd seat maybe 500. I believe it's going to seat 1,000. And it's big. Amen. So anyhow, I don't know how many it's going to seat. But anyhow, Inspector may be watching this, so I better hush. And it's not supposed to seat that many people. But anyhow, I am excited about it. And I can't wait till it's done. And I know you can't. And praise God for it. I like what you said, Brother Josh. We need to fill them vans up. Fill them full. Then go get some more, amen? And fill them up for the glory of God. I want you to look with me tonight in the book of Exodus chapter 21. And I have a message I preach out here quite often. I preach it all across the country. But I don't think I've ever preached. If I did, it would have been 15 years ago, 10 years ago. What I'm getting ready to say to you tonight out of this scripture. Normally, I talk about the Hebrew servant when I read these verses here and talk about the Hebrew servant. But I'm not going to deal with a Hebrew servant tonight. I want to deal with something else. And trust the Lord will speak to our hearts out of this tonight. I want to say this tonight, and I'll say it again when I get done preaching tonight. There's an all-out war and an all-out attempt on the home today. You'd put that down, I'll promise you that. And the devil do everything he can to destroy your home and destroy your marriage. And I'll say this to you tonight. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. Whether you've been married 6 months or a year or 5 years or 10 years or 25 or 30 years or 50 years. Are you listening? It doesn't matter. If he can divide your home and mess your relationship up, you and your wife, I'll promise you he'll be real happy if he do that. And I mean that with all my heart. And I can't carry on about being married all the time. I wouldn't have it any other way. Man alive, I mean that. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I praise the Lord for it tonight. Don't you stand with me, and I will be conscious of the time. I love these verses. I'm sure I probably have preached here out of these verses. I didn't go in the computer and look. I can look and tell you. But I've never preached what I'm getting ready to preach tonight. I know that. Now therefore, Exodus chapter 21, verse number 1, is the law of the Hebrew servant. Now therefore, the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve. In the seventh, he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he married, then his wife shall go out with him. And if his master have given him a wife, and she have bore him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, my children, I will not go out free. Then his master, in verse number 6, shall bring him unto the judge, and shall bring him unto the judge, and he shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall bore his year through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Thank you for sending you to be seated tonight. I want to take these verses tonight, and I want to talk to you a few minutes tonight. Valentine's Day is coming up, and last night when he asked me if I'd preach tonight, I really was going to come and enjoy the service tonight and listen to him preach, because I do love hearing him preach. But when he said that to me last night, I began to think about, what in the world am I going to preach? I preach here a lot of times, and what am I going to preach? And I've been working on a new message, and I'll be honest with you, it's not one, it's probably going to be three. And I got thinking last night, how can I condense that down and come in here and preach it tonight? Because I really wanted to preach it tonight. I really wanted to. But you better thank the Lord I didn't, because we'd go over time. But anyhow, I'm not going to be long tonight. Don't you look here with me this evening. I'll talk to you now on this thought tonight. God's divine order for the home tonight. Did you know God is a God of order? And God has a divine order that we ought to follow. And if we'll follow the divine order that God has for us tonight, I'll promise you this afternoon, everything will be just fine. I studied about this today when I was studying. Did you know the institution, the home, is the first institution that God instituted? He did that before the church. He did that before anything else. I'm going to read several verses tonight. In Genesis chapter number 2, Bible says here, and you see the institution of the home, the start of the home, Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And the Bible said that he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a what? Somebody say it. A woman. And brought her unto man. You know what I read about that? That's the first mention of loudspeakers we have in the Bible. But look at next verse. Here we go. I got to get serious. Look at verse 23. And that didn't go over good. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of men. Therefore shall man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That's the first institution. That's the first mention on the Bible of the home. And I want to say this tonight. It's the institution that God instituted. He instituted the home. I instituted the church. I instituted government. But the first one, of course, here tonight is a home. And here in these verses I read to you tonight, it's a beautiful picture of a home this evening. And God has a divine order tonight. And if we'll follow the divine order that God has for us tonight, it's a wonderful thing. And I thought about the order, God's order for the church, or for the home tonight. And there's many places in the Bible you can read about that. There's many good fathers and many good mothers in the Bible, and a lot of good examples of different homes that's found in the Word of God. Now, for instance, I'm not going to go there tonight, but in Ephesians chapter number 5, you have a good order there of the home. Christ is head of the home. Christ head of the church. Christ head of the home. Husband's head of the wife. Wife's being submissive to the husband. Children being submissive to the parents. And everybody that found there in Ephesians chapter 5. And also in the book of Colossians, he makes mention of that tonight. But in these verses here tonight, I won't be long, but I'll pick out two or three things here about the home tonight. God's divine order for the home this evening. And again, let me just say this tonight. God always has an order. And when you do it God's way, it's always right. And I believe we can see that in these verses here tonight. In these verses tonight, don't you see, first of all tonight, don't you see the origin of the relationship? The origin of the relationship between the husband and wife tonight. The origin of the relationship. Notice, if you will, please, in verse 4. Bible said, his master have given him a wife. Now, let me just say this about that tonight. The origin of the relationship tonight, it starts with the master. And if it doesn't start with the master, it's not going to last. I need some help. Are y'all hearing me preach? And if it doesn't start with the master, it's not going to. Look at verse 4. And his master have given him a wife, and she have bore him sons or daughters, and the wife, sons and daughters, and the wife of her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out free by himself. That is, the servant shall go out free. But notice this tonight. How the master had given him a wife. And I'll say this to you this evening. How the origin of the relationship tonight, it's got to start with the master this evening. If your home's not built on that tonight, it will not last tonight. And I like this verse right here. Bible said in the book of Psalms chapter 127, Psalm 127, listen to this verse. Verse number 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. And may I say to you tonight, the origin of the home that's in the relationship, it has to be the Lord. The master gave the lady, the wife, to the man there. And I'll just say this tonight, so it is with you and I this evening. The origin of our marriage tonight and the origin of our home tonight, it has to be built on God. Except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. And I want to say this to you tonight. Oh my, how very important that is tonight. If your house is not built on Christ, your relationship is not built on Christ, it's not going to last. Listen to these verses right here. Bible said in Matthew chapter number 7, listen to verse 24. Whosoever therefore shall hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man, how which built his house upon a rock. I want to ask you a question. What's your house built on tonight? If it's not built on a rock, it's not going to last. And it's built on a rock. Shall be like built its house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods come, and the winds beat upon the house. And it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. I'll tell you something now. The storm is going to come. The wind's going to come. The rain is going to descend. The wind is going to blow. The lightning is going to flash. And the thunder is going to roll on your home tonight. Now say this to you now. If it's not built on the rock. Hello, if it's not built on a rock, I promise you this afternoon, it's not going to last. The origin of this relationship is simply the fact how the master gave the wife to him. And I want to say this to you tonight. God gave me my wife. There's no doubt about that tonight. I got saved 3 months, right out 3 months before we got married. I got saved in October. We got married in December. I gave her a diamond on Christmas Day, 1970 Christmas Day. The last day of that year we got married. That's 5 days later if you can't figure that out. And we don't believe in long engagements. And so 5 days later we got married. Y'all don't believe. Raise your hand if I'm telling the truth. Honey, I'm just preaching right now, so help. 7 days. Did everybody get it? Anybody miss it? Hey, you on the internet? 7 days. But here, 7 days later, we got married. And I want to say this to you. I didn't have a foggiest idea about the will of God when I got married. I sure did. I got saved in October, but I wasn't in church like I ought to be. And I wasn't living for God like I ought to be. She got saved before I did. And I didn't pray about getting married. And I'll tell you something tonight. It's a miracle that we're still together. Especially those first few years we was married. And I'm telling you, of course, I knew she couldn't go home, because when she married me, her mother told her she wasn't coming back. So I knew she wasn't going nowhere else. So here's what I'm preaching, but here, listen to me. It's got to be built on the rock tonight. The origin of this relationship tonight, it has to be on the rock. Jesus said the rains descend, and the flood come, and the wind blew, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. I'm saying your relationship tonight between husband and wife, hey, it ought to be built on the rock tonight. Thank God, listen to me, that's a solid foundation, and it ought to be built on the rock. Let's read the rest of the verse. The Bible said also in verse 25, and the rains descended, I'm in Matthew 7, and the rains descended, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, because it was founded on rock. And I'll just say this one more time before I read the rest of that. If it's not, here's what's going to happen. Look at verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be like unto a fool. Let's read the verse right. And every one of them that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, watch his part, shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon a sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. Anybody see the last part of that verse? And what was it? Great was the fall. You know why? Because it wasn't built on the right thing. It wasn't built on the right person. And I want to say this to you now, in this text here tonight, he said, if thy master has given you a wife, aren't you glad the master give you a wife one day? I'm telling you, I said, well, to be thankful tonight, thank God. Hey, the master give us our wife tonight. And again, listen to me. If your home and your relationship's not built on that, it won't last. If it lasts, it'll be a miracle. It'll be a real miracle if it lasts. That's what I'm saying to you tonight. The origin of the relationship tonight, the master give it. Five times in these two verses here, Exodus 21, verse 4, 5, 6, five times he talks about the master. And I'll tell you tonight, the key to the marriage tonight is the master tonight. It's not finances tonight. It's not houses and land tonight. It's not materialistic things tonight. I say, listen to me now. Oh, hear me well tonight. Hey, the secret to a happy home and a happy marriage, thank God, it must be founded up on the rock. Are you listening? So you see, first of all, in this text tonight, we see the origin of the relationship. But then don't you see the operation? The obligation. The obligation of this relationship. The obligation relationship. Look at verse number 5. Everybody with me? I'm in Exodus 21. Look at verse 5. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, my children, I will not go out free. Notice the obligation. He says, I love my master. And I'll say this to you now. Notice the order that is given. He said, I love my master, my wife, my children. And I'll say tonight, that's the right order tonight. I love my master. And I'll say this to you now, I love my wife, but I love the Lord more. And I'll say this to you now, I love my children, but I love my wife and the Lord more than I do them. Boy, that went over real good. That's the right relationship. You say, don't you love your boy? Sometimes. But listen to me, you know better than that. Listen to me now. I'm telling you this evening, the obligation, it's to love tonight. And notice in the text tonight, he said, I love my master. I love my master. Now, say this to you tonight. If you love your master right, everything else will be right. If that relationship is right, I promise the rest ought to be right. You put him first, and I promise you, everything else will be right. My son is my son. My daughter is my daughter. Our pastor and his wife's been married now for 35 years, I guess, 40. And he married a young woman. But listen, now they've been married. How many years y'all been married, sure enough? 24 years. How many years Jeremy and Rebecca been married? 26. And I'll just say this even now. I pray for them as much or more now than I ever have in my life. Because I know what the devil can do to their marriage. I know what the devil can do to their home. You say, you're talking about our pastor. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I know how it feels to pastor, and I know how it feels to have the pressure of the devil on you. You see, no home is exempt from the devil tonight. And I'll promise you this, I'll promise you tonight, the pressure. So I will say to you tonight, and here's what I pray. Lord, please, Help my pastor, help my son stay fresh in love with you. And Lord, help Leslie stay fresh in love with you. And Lord, help Jeremy stay fresh in love with you. And Lord, help Rebecca stay fresh in love with you, because I know this. If that's right, everything else is good. Hello, I'm telling the truth. And then the obligation is simply this tonight. He said, I love my master. I love my master. I thought about this verse today, and I shouldn't read it because I don't have time. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, this is a good verse. Though I speak with tongues of men, and have not though I speak with tongues of men of angels, and have not charity, I become as sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. I don't care how you can talk. I don't care how slick you can talk. I don't care how many languages you speak, but if love's not right, nothing else will be right. He says in the second verse, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, I could remove mountains and have not charity, it profit me nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and he goes on and talks about several things, and have not charity. Listen to me now. That love for the master, that love for the master, if that's right, everything else will be right. I'm telling you, he says here in the text here, I love my master. The servant said, I'm not going anywhere. My master's been good to me. I love my master. And because I love my master, I'm not going anywhere. And I'll say tonight, our relationship tonight, that obligation, if we love the master, I'm telling you, that makes all the difference in the world. If we love the master. I never done a lot of this. When I pastored almost 40 years, I didn't do a whole lot of this. I'd have people call me and said, do you ever counsel couples? I said, I do Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. They said, well, when can we get an appointment? I said, well, church starts Sunday morning at 10, Sunday night at 6, Wednesday night at 7. You know what I found out about counseling? Are you listening to me? 90% of my counseling was done right here behind this pulpit. And I'm telling you, listen to me. And that sometimes when they come and they're fighting and accustomed and they're carrying on and wanting to separate, they ain't going to listen to you to start with. They've already got their mind made up. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But here's the problem. It's a love problem tonight. It's a love problem. He said, I love my master. I love my master. Notice the verse again. Watch this verse. Bible says in verse 5, and the servant shall plainly say, I love my master. Now notice the order, my wife, my children. And by the way, that's the right order. God first, wife, children, that's the right order. And may I say this to you now? And then what comes after that is the place wherever you're serving. Can I make a statement real quick tonight? I have seen this happen. And it's just the grace of God, it didn't happen in my life when I pastored. And by the way, if I could redo anything in the ministry, looking back all those years of preaching, looking back on my ministry all those years of past, if I could do anything different, there's probably one thing I'd change. You say, what's that? I probably would have given my family more time than what I did. And now, are you listening to me? I know this home, and I know this preacher's home tonight is in trouble because they put the ministry and the church above the family. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Here's the order tonight. God, wife, children, service. Are you listening to me? That's the order right there. And God, wife, children, then church service. Are you listening? That's the order. You say, well, you didn't love your church. Listen, if you don't keep that, I know where there's homes tonight. And I know where there's churches tonight. And I know where there's pastors tonight. And their home tonight is in trouble because of that very thing. Hear me tonight. One of the greatest preachers I've ever heard in my life was Dr. W. Jack Hudson. Pull him up on the internet. Pull that message up, Playing Hurt. He started the Northside Baptist Church in Charlotte back in the 50s, one of the largest independent Baptist churches in North Carolina for years. And he's in heaven tonight. And I heard him make this statement. He said, if I could redo it over, I'd do it different about my family. And when I was a young preacher, I thought I was doing the right thing. I really thought, but listen to me. You lose your wife, you ain't going to have a ministry. You lose your family, you're not going to have a ministry. And so I'm going to say this to you now real quick. The obligation, he said, I love my master. Then he said, I love my wife. Then he said, I love my children. And I'll say this real quick before I move. If you get the first one right, the other two will fall right in place. You love him and everything else will be all right. I'll promise you that tonight. You love him, and everything else will be just fine. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. But if you love God first, and love her. And that, I'm telling you, that's our obligation tonight. I love my mom. I want to ask you a question real quick. Do you love the Lord? If that's not right, nothing else will be right. Do you love Him? Listen to me. The older I get, the more I realize tonight how wonderful He is. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really does pay. I used to hear my daddy say that, and he talked about, you know, the older he got, how sweet it would get, and he was one day close to home. I thought, yeah, he's just an old man. Now I'm an old man, and I know he's telling it right. Amen. I love it tonight. I love Him tonight. And because I love Him, all these other things underneath that will fall right in place. Hey, sir, put your home on the rock tonight, the Lord Jesus tonight. Hey, hear me well tonight. If it's not founded on a rock, it will not last. The origin, I love my master. It's got to be founded on Him tonight. Then I'll give you something else out of this text. You don't want to see the origin of the relationship. You see the obligation. We're to love. We're to love Him. And when we love Him, the wife and everything else fall around. But then the outcome of this tonight. You know what the outcome of this is? The outcome is heaven on earth. It's not hell on earth. It's heaven on earth. It's heaven on earth. I love being married. I love my family. And I will tell you, it's almost like heaven on earth when all of our family comes home. We love it. Rebecca and Jeremy, Jeremiah and Brianna will say, are y'all ready for this? Yes, we're ready for this. Bring them all. Bring them all. And, Madeline over here, she's the meanest granddaughter I got, but other than her, we get by pretty good. Are you listening? And we got 5 grandchildren. Now we got 5 great-grandchildren. I've got double grace, 5-5. Are you listening to me? And man, it's just like hell on earth. They came home for Christmas. They all was there for Christmas. And I love it, man. I love it. I didn't understand this. We need to go see my wife's daddy and mom. I wish I could go see him tonight. But we used to go see him, and her daddy just say this. I didn't understand it. I was young, foolish, wanting to go. Thought I had to be somewhere. He'd say to Jan sometime, can y'all not stay just a little bit longer? And I say that, Jonathan, but it don't mean to make a bit of difference. He just, are you listening? I want to say, look, it's like, listen, the outcome of this thing is when that is right, when that relationship to God is right, your love's right towards Him, your love towards your wife will be right, your love towards your children will be right. I hear fellas make this statement. I disagree with it. I just flat disagree with it. Let's say one thing. I'll tell you one thing. Bless God. I love them grandbabies coming, but I sure like seeing them taillights go up the driveway. I don't. I'm going to stay all night. Home, stay with me. And I don't want them to leave. And when they come, I mean that. You listen, friend, you better love your family. There'll be a day you might not have nobody but your family. And I will say this to you tonight. The outcome of that is heaven on earth. And by the way, that was the description that Paul gives us. He said, husbands, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. And when you think about that scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24, 25, 26, that relationship between the church and the Lord Jesus tonight. You know how it is when you get in a real good service? I mean, man, you get in here and it's so foggy. I'm telling you, God's in here. I'm telling you, it's unreal. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Why do y'all always have when I ain't here? But anyhow, you have, and I'll call a preacher. I'll say, how'd it go? You ain't going to believe this. I can't tell you. It breaks my heart. I want to be here when it's happening. But here's what I want to say to you. You know how that relationship is. Man, you get in here, God's a-moving. You're just having a time. You ain't worried about 12 o'clock time. You're not worried about anything. You're just enjoying the fellowship with God and enjoying the communion of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly where the home's supposed to be. That's the same reference that He gives in Ephesians chapter 5. The outcome of the home, it ought to be heaven on earth. And by the way, I want to say this to you. Husbands, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? I know what time it is. It's 5 minutes to 7. Are you listening? Are y'all ready for this? That's Alabama time. But listen. Listen to this. Listen. If you'd rather be somebody else and rather be down at the store or rather be in the woods hunting or rather be one of your friends than be with your wife, you've got a problem. Now, I'm not against going hunting. I do that myself. I'm not against going down to the store. I go down and get a bottle of pop. If you're in the city limits, I go to get a drink. But listen to me. I'm not against that. But I know where this guy's at tonight. They spend more time with the buddies than they do the wife. I didn't marry my buddies. I married that little lady sitting right over there. And I will tell you, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with that picture. There's something wrong somewhere if it's that way. Are you listening to me? And by the way, listen, there's something bad wrong. If you'd rather be a man being a woman. Hello? There's something wrong with that. Can I just dig a little deeper? Could it be the reason they don't want to come home is because when they get home, what they're going to find? If I had a wife that got up every morning and never combed her hair and wore a stupid nightgown around all day long, rank would look like been run over with a tractor and trailer, sat around like that all day long, I'd probably go save my buddies too. You women ought to make him want to come home. Hello, are you listening? You ought to make him want to come home. I'm telling you, friend, I love it. I can't wait to get home. Sunday, my wife did not go with me because of two or three reasons, and she was here. And I don't like being by myself. It's not good for a man to be alone. I hate it, man, I hate it. I sat in the area in the fellowship where I was at in the building where I was staying Sunday. Sunday afternoon, I hated it. Man, I hated it. I'd FaceTime her. Yeah, I would. I'd FaceTime her, and I'd talk to her. And not only that, I'd look at her. We got cameras in our house, the inside and out, and I just pull them up and look at her. You know what she's doing? Herding a dog? Are you listening? Hey, ladies, listen to me. I got to close. You ought to make it special for him. I never will forget this. Years ago, I'd go to the mission field. I'd go overseas, and I'd be gone. I'd be overseas somewhere on a mission field for weeks. Sometimes be gone 2 weeks almost sometime when I go to Europe. And, buddy, when I come home, she'd meet me at the airport. I'm telling, listen, friend, a little pain help any old barn. She'd have all that pretty stuff on. Pretty dress. I'm preaching, sir. Have that pretty dress on. When I'd get home, you know what she'd always have? A cherry yum-yum. Hey! Oh, y'all, listen, friend, I'd get a ticket going home. I couldn't wait to get home, but you ought to make it special for him. Are you listening to me now? You say, well, preacher, you're just an old man. She's an older lady. Yeah, but I want to tell you, I'm going to hush right there. Are you listening? I started saying something. I'm not going to say it. Are you listening? I love going home. I love being my wife. The outcome of this relationship, it ought to be heaven on earth. You got the outcome of the relationship. You got the origin of the relationship. You got the obligation of the relationship. But then there's the opposition. The opposition. Listen to me. There's never been an all-out war more than right now that's on the home. I'm talking about from the White House to the poorhouse. Are you listening to me? This garbage that's going on in this world, the liberals, the liberal media, the liberals tonight, and they're against the home tonight. Most of them talk about a happy home. They have no idea what a happy home is. Most of them have been married 4 or 5 times. And by the way, if you've been involved in a broken relationship, I'm not against you. I'm for you. I'm with you. I want to help you. But I want to say this tonight. Don't listen to that crowd. But listen, if I'm going to get somebody to help me, I'm going to go find somebody that knows what they're talking about. I'm not going to find somebody that's in the same boat I'm in. You know, people, they'll listen to Dr. Phil. You may want to pull up on the internet and see how many times he's been married. Are y'all listening to me? Now, I thought I'd get some good looks when I said that, but that's okay. That's not where the answer is at. Let me tell you where the answer is at. The answer is in the house of God and the Word of God. If you need to talk to somebody, talk to that couple sitting right over there. Hey, listen to me. There's never been an all-out war as much right now in the home as there ever been. Oh, my soul, and I think about the homosexual movement. How sick. Something wrong. Dogs don't even do that. How sick. That's pitiful tonight. And I would dare to say, probably just about everybody in this room, somewhere down the line, you probably got family members somewhere involved in some of that. I found out some of the other day about some of my distant family. Thank God not in my immediate family. I don't care who it is. It's sick. And I'll tell you, that relationship, two men, two, he didn't say the man leave his father and mother. He said be joined to a woman. A woman. And this cross-dressing outfit, LTD crowd, is that what it's called? I don't believe it's LTD, but anyhow. Are you listening? Brother Brian, that's not what it's called, is it? It's not, but anyhow. Are you listening? That ain't a thing in the world but a slam on the home. That's all that is. And I want to tell you, we're living a sick, 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 sick day. How sad. How sad. But I'm glad to tell you tonight, if you'll love your master right, everything else will be okay. I'll promise you, if you'll love your master right, everything else will be okay.